I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Town in the morning here on Tuesday morning, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week's average steel price in Kansas was $186.73. That was up 76 cents from the previous week on 11,000 head of cattle. The live cattle traded mix and closed mostly positive on Monday. The feeder cattle had an outside trading session that included a new high for the current move to the upside. The feeders did close mostly higher. The lean hogs traded and closed negative with some triple-digit losses yesterday. On the close, December live cattle 35 cents higher, 187.92. November feeders down 22 cents at 249.57. In December, lean hogs $1.85 lower at 75.80. Now, the wheat futures Monday closed with triple-digit losses. There were rumors of China's wheat being offered below the established floor price. Now, the corn and the wheat futures both made new lows for the current move lower and closed negative. The Dow for the second straight session scored a new contract high. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a penny and three quarters lower at 588 and a quarter. December corn down a penny and a half at 406 and three quarters. November bean 6 pennies lower at 990. November crude oil trading $3 and a nickel lower at $70.78. December gold's $2.20 higher, $2,667.80. December S&P a point and three quarters lower at 59.06. December dollar index is 11 cents lower, 102.97. And December Dow Jones futures 39 points higher at 43,403. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Wonder where the top of the stock market is.
That's a good question. It just wants to keep working higher.
Yeah, it's got to level out somewhere, I would think. But, as long as it keeps going
maybe
up.
Maybe after election, we'll find out the true direction.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Okay. Now I've got my warning. I'll know what to do. So how are things going in Augusta these days? Haven't been over there in a while. What's going on?
Things are going good. I love the weather right now. Kind of nice and cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe tomorrow morning we could see a little frost.
Well, that's a good reminder. We do have the National Weather Service has issued a frost warning for tonight. Later on tonight when the temperature will get down right around 32, around freezing. My wife, I'm sure, is going to want to cover up her flowers with some sort of sheet or something. But, just saw something on TV here. The Buc-ee's is approved for Kansas City, Kansas. They're going to put a Buc-ee's up there by Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, they bypassed us.
Yeah. So you know what that means, right, Tom?
Yeah, I know what they are. I've never been to one, though.
Road trip. You and I and Ted, we'll take off and go up just for a 3-hour drive, go up to see the visit and bring you back home.
Sounds like a date.
It'd be the high point of your day and life, probably. So,
I've been wanting that triple meat sandwich at Buc-ee's for months.
Yeah.
Oh, I want. Yeah.
I want to go in there and watch and count the urinals in the men's room and see if there's still 35 of them in there.
Wow,
that is a place. If you've never been there, I am not kidding you, Mr. Leffler. You got to see it. It's something else.
I've seen pictures of it, and I've talked to people about it, but I've never been to one.
Amazing. Only in America would a truck stop be something like this. All right. Thank you, sir. Check with you again tomorrow morning at this time. That is, of course, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Yeah, we're under a freeze warning starting tomorrow.
So, yeah, starting
1 a.m., yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. We got to slow down your aging. That's from Don Grant, COP, the money tracker. That's his what he's going to be talking about.
He said he wants us both to live to a billion years old.
Really?
Yeah. He'll have a key to that success.
Well, I hope so. That'd be nice. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.